probably better off if I know when to keep silent. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Here in the Tri-County, we are very fortunate to have so many military and first responders living right here among us. And in an effort to honor those who risk their lives for us, CTE Outdoor Power and Skag Power Equipment are proud to announce Simply the Brave First Responder Discount Program. From now until Labor Day, all current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans, will receive 15% off MSRP on their purchase of a new Skag zero-turn riding mower. Skag Power Equipment's motto has always been simply the best. And it's only fitting that we now honor Simply the Brave with this unprecedented 15% off discount program. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's still 9 days away from the official start of summer, but we are deep into the summertime pattern already. For this evening, the risk of those scattered showers and thunderstorms at random continue well into the evening hours before ending later on. Low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Thursday, the forecast remains the same. High temperature in the lower 90s both days. A generous supply of random hit or miss showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours especially. Then Friday and Saturday, not much change. More afternoon and evening storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. You can add layers, including seeing where the lightning is and seeing which way the storms are moving. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM. Our ratings keep getting bigger.
Leon.
Larger. I'm your gracious occasional truck and host, Greg Goodell, Mike Tunnel, Mike Sidekick.
Joey.
He's here too.
And here they are.
Wake up, Chad.
Please clap.
And welcome to Peace in Our Time, everybody. Pardon me while we put our board together here for the show. How's Joey today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm a little annoyed with the coverage of what happened, I guess, last night for us.
What do you find annoying?
That everybody seems to have a crystal ball or that everything's going to go wrong. I think what Trump did...
wanted to go wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's how partisanship works.
This is their worst nightmare. He's making everything...
Oh, and people like Lindsey Graham, too. The hawkish empire, yes, empire-loving Republicans, that if this goes so well, there's not going to be a reason to have all sorts of troops and military over there in Asia.
I think the term I saw, the term I saw relative to our troops over there is they would stand down.
Yes.
There'd be a presence. But right now, they have to be in a state of...
But here's the thing. There are people like Lindsey Graham are already talking about it. Because they could see if it goes really well, then we won't need as big of a footprint over there. They want the footprint. And so it's a weird day. Because there are some uber-progressive Democrats who are like the anti-war types who like what happened. Then you got the people playing partisan politics like Nancy Pelosi Robert Menendez.
Did she say that we got crumbs out of the North Korea deal?
Right.
It's your favorite word these days.
And all the different talking heads and experts. Here's my point of view.
There's somebody that Samantha Bee needs to call. You know?
I think what Trump did yesterday, last night, today, is risky, but necessary. Get in the same room. Publicly sign this agreement that the peninsula will be denuclearized, then follow up, send Pompeo, send the bulldog himself, John Bolton, iron this out, over time, start finding these sites, removing weapons, getting rid of ballistic missiles, and maybe you can have more and more political reform in North Korea, especially economically. But I think this was a necessary move to get that ball rolling. I think good Trump today. As this libertarian, this curmudgeon over here saying, good Trump today.
Interesting, because there had been that little Twitter war they were having. You know, my button's bigger and all that kind of stuff. And Sean Hannity interviewed Trump. And Trump righteously has rewarded a guy who has not goose-stepped with the rest of the media. These insane people, like, why is Jim Acosta even allowed in the room with people that are called regular reporters? He's a lunatic. He's lost it. A lot of them have lost it. De Niro, I'm going to play a clip here in a minute. We're going to roll the dice, Mark Dice, because Bill Maher has admitted what the Democrats really want. They want him to fail. They would rather have a recession or some catastrophic event occur that would push Trump out than have Trump succeed. I mean, that's what they want. And with each and every passing day, he is making the case for re-election in 2020. Alec Baldwin says he could beat him. I don't think so. The only thing you can beat, Alec Baldwin... You know where to find it. That's it. Alec Baldwin, really, you could do what Donald Trump has done. It's unreal. But he mentioned that Trump's no fool. He studied the last, I think, 64 years of our diplomacy, our policy relative to North Korea. And he revealed in this interview with Hannity, and it'll be on Fox tonight, that the policy had always been silence. In other words, don't poke the beast. Don't do anything that's, you know.
Well, maybe get a team of lawyers to go, like, meet with their people quietly, but nothing high profile, you know.
Well, certainly never challenge them.
No.
And Trump, I think, has also studied the peace through strength example set by Ronald Reagan, which worked very well. Hell, the Soviet Union sort of just disassembled itself. The wall did come down. He didn't demand it. He didn't say, we'll kick your ass if you don't tear the wall down. He just said, and it was on this date. It was on this date, I believe, in 1987. And even Reagan's own people, because he was... surrounded by a lot of your career politicians.
Well, also, let's all keep this in mind. Foreign policy, geopolitics, especially something like this, is a shot in the dark at the end of the day. There are no rules for this. You can look at historical examples, make analogies all you want, come up with frameworks all you want. Never before in history has there been a Kim Jong-un and a Donald Trump leading their countries. This is either going to work or it's not going to work. I think it's a great necessary first step. And to see some people on the right up in arms, you're going to end the military drills? Oh, how dare you? Other people saying, oh, he didn't get anything for this. He legitimized the... It's a bunch of sound and fury signifying...
It's the same people that thought the Iran deal was just great.
Yes.
Sent him a ton of money in the middle of the night without congressional authorization and trust. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on this date, I believe it was 1987...
Yeah. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
It sounded like a guy who meant business. He didn't threaten and say, or we'll do X, Y, and Z. He just, almost in a humanitarian way, said, this is ridiculous. This wall's ridiculous.
Well, and when that wall came down, a lot of, here's the history, a lot of things could have gone wrong even with the wall coming down. The Red Army could have stayed put. They didn't. There's all sorts of players in this complicated history, Russia and American side, who decided we actually want peace. Hopefully that's what's happening today with North Korea.
Look, I don't know what was said in the room.
Oh, well, yeah.
But maybe Trump positioned Kim in the sense that, look, you can still be a great world figure, but here's the way to do it. And I guess Kim purged his military leaders.
The top three generals. Big worries. Some people think they were worried about a coup if they weren't going to go along with this program, this new path.
You know, I forget the movie I saw it in, but it was, I think it was MacArthur with Gregory Peck. And the Japanese that met with MacArthur in Japan while we were occupying right after the war ended were adamant about a few things. And one of the things they were adamant about was to keep the militarists completely out of the new Japanese government.
Right.
They were the ones that led them into the war, into that policy of conquest. And, you know, in Japan, if the emperor signed on to the war, whatever the militarists were planning on doing, the people went along with it. That was the relationship. That's why the emperor had to be the one to call for peace, because nobody would defy him. In fact, there were militarists that the emperor's plea or statement that we're going to surrender and have peace was recorded. And there were militarists that tried to get a hold of that record before it was played and destroy it so that message would not get out. I mean, they were that determined. Even at the end, even when the only other option was absolute annihilation, there were still militarists that wanted to... to keep it going.
Wasn't that the first time most of the Japanese population had heard the emperor's voice?
It was the first time.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to really... And MacArthur stood all this because he lived on that, spent most of his life on that side of the world. He studied the Asian mind. We haven't heard much about this lately, but there was talk about studying the mind or the mindset of Middle Easterners. We cannot layer the way we think here, our cultural thought process, even though they're incredibly diverse and all over the place within the boundaries of the country. We still have certain things, I think, as crazy as some people might get, we still have them in common.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand that other cultures, other countries, don't think that way and never will think our way. And MacArthur understood that. He was, and Truman didn't exactly have a great relationship, but MacArthur understood the lesson from World War I was that we won the war and now we have to truly help them. We're going to punish the people that committed war crimes, but we are going to show kindness and respect to the Japanese as we occupy. There was no negotiation on that. And he was the supreme commander in Japan at the end of the war because of what happened in Germany at the end of World War One. Right. The world punished Germany, you know, to such an extent that it literally set up World War Two.
Yes.
So, smart guy, I'm not too sure. You know, the whole thing with North Korea, you know, he was not one to look at a war situation as where you don't use everything you have available to win. That's kind of how we've played it ever since.
Right.
Trump is not getting credit for the damage he's inflicted on ISIS. It's been incredible.
Well, and, you know, looking back at all this history, when you look back, it makes sense. Like, because we can read about it. Historians and documentarians, people have done the hard work of putting the events together. But can you imagine how confusing all the different people arguing in the midst of even that war? How crazy that must have been?
Yeah.
So events like what happened last night, that handshake beginning with Kim Jong-un, I think it'll probably seem really crazy for the next few years, and hopefully nothing terrible happens. But right now, I'm very happy because I love it.
I have great confidence. I have great confidence in this.
Yes.
We're not, this is not a deal cut in the dark.
No.
And without disclosure, like.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
With his Iranian advisor, Valerie Jarrett, you know, and all of that nonsense, the least, I think, far less trustworthy, especially given their location, Iran. Than North Korea. It was an amazing thing to see. Just an amazing thing to see. And he, you know, maybe in the room he said, Kim, we're probably the two most hated people on the planet, so let's show them, you know, that we can win their applause. What do I know? Who knows?
Who knows?
But that had to be... That had to be a good moment for him. I'm not saying Kim Jong-un's a swell guy. His track record is pretty ugly. But moving forward. The same people that called everybody racist because they didn't like Obama's Iran deal are now, you know, finding whatever they can to connect. It's almost coming.
Well, and if you take the whole, all the bad guys in the world, we can't negotiate with them. They either need to completely capitulate or let's time for war. I would say that's a nice making. You mentioned the militarists before.
Yes.
That mentality, we're so idealistic, we're willing to go to war for it with any bad guy as Americans. That is a philosophy of conquest. Because there are a lot of bad guys in this world.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a good philosophy to have.
Okay, we're done. 321,
yeah,
we've got it all figured out.
It was intense.
Let's play 60s music for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Peace, love, summer of love.
Should we remind women to know their limits? We could. Just...
Should we remind women that?
Good. In middle agreed.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I mean, no real reason. I mean, it's never...
No.
Always a good day to remind them.
When have we ever needed a reason, though? But you know what? On a day like this, we should celebrate.
Yes.
So how about we celebrate this great agreement today by redeeming the Baumhauer's winning word right now.
Right now. Nice.
At 272-9228, because we could be off to Sillyville and forget to do it. It could happen. So if we do it now, we won't have to worry about it. 272-9228, if you got... This morning's Baumhauer's winning word. Did you see us on TV today? Any thoughts on that?
Too sure is ugly.
Other than that, there's only so much I can do there. That was fun. That's going to be something that will get better and more fun as time passes. 272-9228, while I'm waiting for the phones to explode. The excited potential winners.
Oh, my God.
Let me remind you that, men, if you find yourself in a divorce situation, sometimes you know it's coming, it's a train coming down the tracks, you can hear it, you can hear the whistle, and then it arrives. And even when you know it's coming, it's still a major life event and a major shock. If you want your best interests represented, consider giving Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson a call to have them represent you. Because even in the best case scenario, you need somebody looking out for you. That way you can deal with all the life changes you'll be experiencing in the days ahead. Under the best conditions, you may be living in a different place. You'll have a different route to work. Every single aspect of your life will be affected. That's enough on the plate. Let the legal stuff, let the wrangling and the custody issues, let that be sorted out by two women who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. To read just how effective they are, go to divorceformenalabama.com and read the testimonials. It's all there for men who have used Delk and Tomlinson. Or call them directly at 819-4810. And I always say, if you know somebody going through it and they seem to be having a hard time, you might want to recommend the website. Maybe they need different representation. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, 819-4810.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
That's the happy sound we play when we're going to look for a winner. So we start with you. Call one. Caller two at 272-9228. Your caller three, good effort. Your caller four, so close, keep trying. And you get the caller five, sad trombone, I'm sorry. But try again tomorrow. What is your name? Hello?
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 What's your name?
Hello? Roger.
Roger, where have I heard that name before?
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
What's the winning word of the day? That's what I need to know.
Winning word of the day is free.
That is it. And you just won yourself a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card there, Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger. Thanks much.
Thank you. Let me thank you for listening in the morning to get the word and for listening in the afternoon to redeem it. We deeply appreciate your support.
Yes, sir. Listen all the time.
Thank you. Hang on. Joey is going to get your information and set you up with that gift card. We have our most electrifying story above and beyond the obvious coming up, brought to you by Mr. Electric. That's a few minutes off. Right now, we'll take a quick break and we'll get some thoughts from Norm MacDonald on North Korea.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
This Father's Day, pro-grade power tools are within Dad's reach and yours at the Home Depot, where right now your choice of select pro-grade Milwaukee Red Lithium tools are only $99 each. Drill drivers, impact drivers, lithium-ion batteries, and more. Want to treat Dad like a pro? Give him power tools pros use. Select Red Lithium Power Tools from Milwaukee. Just $99 each. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. See store for details, valid through June 20th.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is just for fun now. An ordinary dinner party, the sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women, aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh, they're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
I think it should.
Good, then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. See how the men look at her with utter contempt.
Damn it, we're going home.
Women, know your limits. Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing. Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
We agree with everything in there.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
Like I said. It is 3:29. What's the story? Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And again, you look at that face. And he is the face of the rat that eats the mole of the face of the principal in Uncle Buck.
It's a lot of faces.
He's disgusting. I don't know how this guy ever became an FBI agent. Apparently, he's threatening to subpoena emails, phone records, and other documents from lawmakers and staff on a Republican-led House committee during a tense meeting earlier this year, according to emails reviewed by Fox News.
Okay.
Documenting the encounter and reflecting what aides described as a personal attack. Sounds like the rat's being backed into a corner here. The thing comes out Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
The IG report.
We'll see.
You think there's a little squirming going on in certain parts of the DOJ, Mr. Rosenstein? He had criticized the committee for sending out requests in writing. It was further critical to the committee's request to have DOJ, FBI do the same thing. Have you read the latest emails from the two lovers? Good Lord. It's so damning. It's all about the little tarmac encounter between Slick Willie and Loretta Lynchmob, you know, and the matter and all of this stuff. I actually got the feeling from it that Loretta Lynch didn't want anything to do with that. I don't think she liked being compromised. Greg Jarrett of Fox News says a second source is now confirmed. In a meeting on January 10th, Rosenstein used the power of his office to threaten to subpoena the calls and texts of the Intel Committee just to get it to stop investigating the DOJ and FBI. Likely an abuse of power and obstruction. Well, it sure sounds like that to me. Get this little son of a bitch. He needs to go. He signed. He knowingly signed. You know, that Fourth Amendment thing that protects us from unreasonable search and seizure. And that FISA court, where you have to go before a judge and ask permission to invade the life of someone you suspect is a threat. And they used a piece of fiction about Trump, paid for by Hillary's DNC. And Rosenstein knowingly signed off on that FISA warrant, knowing that they were using bogus evidence to get the warrant so they could. And Trey Gowdy is okay with this? Trey, you really disappoint me. So that alone should put him in the slammer. I want to see him. No, really? On line two?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Bright?
Bobby Bright. Hey, Greg.
Sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good today because of what happened in North Korea.
I tell you what, America and the world really owes a debt of gratitude to our president for doing this. People need to know how serious this was, and this man who has the who wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, or whatever it was.
That's right.
He has done probably one of the most humane things this world will ever see during your and my lifetime, Greg. And we owe him a debt of gratitude, and I'm proud of him. I'm absolutely proud of our president.
Among other things that I saw today is that families who have been waiting for decades for the remains of our soldiers, they're going to be returned to us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't say enough. Thank you, Mr. President. And I thank everybody, regardless of whether or not you're rich or poor, black or white, Republican or Democrat, this man has stood the test. He's taken all the criticism from the extreme left-wing politicians out there, and he's still standing, and he's shaken up Washington, and that is what it needs. Greg, I saw Washington at a close range, a very close range when I was there. And I will tell you this, the liberal left is not good for Alabama, and it's certainly not good for our country. So thank you, Mr. President. I just heard you talking about him a minute ago, and I had to call in and add my 2 cents.
Amazing. Just an amazing accomplishment. And, of course, Nancy Crumbs Pelosi is already, this and that.
It's amazing how sometimes we politicians operate. They operate. I'm not a politician. I'm a public servant dedicated to America. But Donald Trump has almost single-handedly settled a war that has been going on for, 50 years or thereabout. And for him to come over there and denuclearize the Korean Peninsula and enter into this agreement with this so-called leader of North Korea, you know, he's to be commended. He ought to be automatically given a second term.
I think it's almost in the bag, but you never know. But I do want to ask you one question, Mr. Bright.
Yeah.
That is, you referred to the insights in what you saw in D.C.,
yeah.
And is that experience going to be helpful to you in trying to affect change if you represent the district?
You know, that close-up view of what's going on in Washington, that close-up view of the Nancy Pelosi agenda.
Yes.
It proved to me that her agenda is not good for Alabama, and it's surely not good for our country. And I speak not from far-off experience or letting someone come from Washington and interpret themselves what's going on up there, but from somebody that's been there and seen what's going on. So I hope people, and it definitely will, be able to help me get reelected to Congress, and it'll help me do a better job when I go up there as a true Republican conservative.
Well, now you can you'll be able to brag on a conservative voting record, more conservative than some of the rhinos that have
that's
represented
exactly right.
this district.
And we know who you're talking about. Greg, thank you very much. I won't take up any more of your time and your listeners, but thank you very much. You're really telling some folks what they need to hear.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg.
Significant day. And now, Beth.
Hello?
Hi, Beth.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm in a jitty mood, as Al Sharpton would say.
Yeah, would he say that?
yes, I can
prove
it.
Okay, so I have a tiny little thing to say, and if you'll just follow me through it, and then I wanted to ask you a question.
I'll do my best. You sound very young. I may have to bring Joey in.
No, don't get me into this, Greg.
Oh, no. Joey's grand, but this is for you. So I don't feel like I have a really strong opinion on what Trump did in the peninsula because I don't like to make ill-informed opinions. And so I don't really feel like I've heard enough of what other people are saying about it to really say one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But I am walking into this with an open mind. And let me also say that I don't generally like actions that Trump does. But this is a step towards peace, which sounds, obviously sounds significant and a positive thing. But I think Joey said earlier something about Republicans, empire-loving Republicans. And you also said there are people standing there, like, waiting for him to fail, that want that, that actually, like, actively desire for everything for Trump to do to go wrong, even if that means something negative for America.
That's right. I'm going to prove it in a moment.
Well, okay. So, I see what you're saying, and I honestly agree that there are people out there, but I also don't understand how you separate yourself from that. What I want to ask you is if all the situation was exactly the same, but this was Obama, can you positively say that you wouldn't be the exact same way of the people that you're criticizing now? Like, you would never appreciate this action from Obama. This would be terrifying. This would be him sending the country into nuclear disaster. There would be all sorts of tag names you would put on an action like this if this was Obama. So for you, I mean, I don't know. It just kind of sounds crazy. Like, you're sitting here and you complain so much about Democrats, but it's like, you're the exact same thing. I mean, you're just as much like this, like, absolutist, you know, you stand by your party line, or you stand by a demagogue.
Isn't she cute? Just gotta dump myself.
Oh my.
God! This is going on and on and on and on. And I indulged you, and I listened, and I listened, and I listened. And let me just break it down into 25 words or less for you, okay? This deal was transparent. This deal was done in the sunlight for the world to see. And a plane load of our money, not appropriated by Congress, not done with any authorization by Congress, was shipped to Iran in the middle of the night. The world's largest sponsor of state terrorism. So you're damn right that scared me. I still think they're the biggest threat on the planet, far bigger than North Korea, because I had a chance to talk to a guy who manages a lot of money, David Bronner. So you remember what you told me on the show, the two things you feared the most for our economy? One was that there would be a nuclear event somewhere on the planet, Middle East, wherever it's most likely. And two, that California would go bankrupt. Well, Iran, as long as Iran is developing nuclear weapons, that first idea is still a possibility. And California is spending itself into oblivion. And guess what? When their economy collapses, even with the taxes there as high as they are, and Jerry Brown says we got to raise them even more because they have so many people that are non-citizens living there to pay for their services, for their health care, for their food and shelter and everything else. That also seems like a likely possibility. So I don't know who wrote that for you, but nice try. Remember that name.
Okay.
She ain't welcome on the station anymore. Not because she has a different opinion. For a while there, I thought, okay, well, give me a chance to talk here. I let her go. And then when it got to the peak of absurdity, I said what I did. You got under my skin a little bit. Actually, you got under my skin a lot. You were like a freaking tick, you blood-sucking little...
Good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of things to call to your attention here as we get started on our Tuesday afternoon. Atlanta Highway at East Boulevard and also the 600 block of Iris Lane. There's an accident with injury at 600 Iris Lane. So be careful in both those locations. Everything else looks good. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and the interstate systems are all clear. Today's the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training, and you have the desire, so make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Marguerite's, no, it's not Marguerite's, it's Lyle here from Marguerite's, you know what I'm saying. But either way, we got our Repair Central wide open. We have master jewelers in-house. We do almost everything in-house. We make your rings look absolutely brand new, size it, refix it, replace diamonds, whatever we need to do, we do it. We do it really quickly, we do it really professionally, and we do it very reasonably. So Marguerite's is now in the Peppertree Shops, right there on Vaughan Road, right near Chappie's. They're open 7 days a week. Come visit Marguerite's. Looking forward to making you look great.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Hey, this is Mike with Owens Optical Eastbrook. Are you past due for an eye exam? Maybe it's time to get those glasses replaced. Come see us at Owens Optical in the Eastbrook Shopping Center. We've been serving Montgomery and the surrounding areas for almost 40 years, providing top quality glasses, sunglasses, and contacts for every member of your family. We're just local people serving local people. Give us a call today at 272-2115 and let us help you with your eye care needs. Be a part of our family at Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, or check us out on the web at owensopticaleb.com. Your eyes will thank you for it.
Hey, Montgomery, switch to WOW and go from spectrum to spectacular. For a limited time, get Internet 100 for only $19.99 a month when bundled with TV. You'll also get a free DVR, a premium channel, and next-day installation is available, all on WOW's fastest 1-gig network. Switch from spectrum and save. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Visit WOWWay.com or call 1-855-WOWWAY2 today. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
ProGrade carpet cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry for deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $229. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
The 4 for $4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus four nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for $4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm junior bacon cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for $4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm really kind of bummed out today. One of my assistants read me a story about how apparently the president, who I totally thought was my new bestie, got on a plane and flew to like a Korean barbecue place or something, and he met up with another Kim. When I heard that, I was like literally heartbroken. That would be like me turning around 2 weeks later, acting like we never got together and hanging out with like Lil Kim. Wait, is that right? Two Kims. Okay, whatever. Anyway, he never should have done it. It's like way unloyal, Lee. Not cool at all, but oh well. I guess I'll get over it. Hashtag more Twitter followers than Orange POTUS.
And welcome back to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. That intemperate phone call before the break. During it, I said, I'm going to prove it to you in a minute about what Democrats really want. And I'm going to let Bill Maher, who is very much the a mouthpiece for the liberal side, explain why. They're very open about it, very honest about it. Now, everybody's waited a bit. We went deep into the hour. Why I let it go on so long? We were just kind of sitting here. It's like, this is script. She's reading from. And then finally it just got comical.
I think it's how she genuinely felt. I was waiting for the question, or the opportunity for you to answer the question.
You think it was
question.
How she genuinely felt, or
yes.
The person that wrote that for her?
I don't know.
Wolfgang.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
I'm having the time of my life. How are you?
Absolutely. Oh, good, good. Thank you. Hey, your caller just a little while ago, the young lady that said that...
Well, we're going to remove the word lady because she dropped an F-bomb, and that gets you banned from the radio station.
And my God.
And if your language skills are no better than that, then you're not welcome here.
Exactly.
I never used that word.
Well, you know, when Romney lost the election and John McCain lost the election, I mean, yeah, I was sad, but I only wished Obama the best. You know, I was hoping that he would really do what he said he was going to do and, you know, change race relations.
Well, he was great for race relations.
Oh, yeah, right. But, you know, he had talked the talk, but he surely never did walk the walk. But
no.
Oh, I mean, had he done any of the things that he promised, we would have been happy. But, no, I mean... Trump is doing everything he had said he was going to do, for the most part.
He has kept more promises in a shorter period of time than any president in my memory, and that includes Ronald Reagan.
Absolutely. And these Democrats are still just dog-cussing him all the way. I could not believe it when Robert De Niro said F Trump as his first word he had uttered on his little speech the other night. Imagine, if you will, had anybody ever done that on TV to Obama, we would have never heard the end of that. That would have been played every hour on every news station, on every newspaper.
Right.
And, yes, oh, my gosh, the backlash on that would have never ended.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, of course.
Yeah, and double standard. Yes,
and that is. I've said it, and Wolfgang, thank you for the call. America was ready for its first black president. We're ready for a Hispanic president or a woman president. The media was not ready for a black president because they gave him very special kid gloves treatment. And until they understand that, look, if you've got what it takes to get to the most powerful position on the planet, then you need to be held to the same standards as all your predecessors. And the media did not do that. They did Obama no favors by playing patty cake with him for 8 years. Took an eight-year nap. They explained away. I mean, the guy didn't even know how many states we have. Well, he's tired. And then the next breath they're saying, well, he's young and he's vibrant and he's got the vigor for the job. McCain's old and sleepy. But Obama was tired. Mr. Antique, the hell was that?
I think it was your apple juice. You squeezed it a bit too hard when you brought it upstairs.
I thought a shot rang out and a nation mourned. Oh, my God. That actually gave me a start. You know, Mr. Articulate, Mr. Verbal Skills.
Everybody knows that it makes no sense.
Yeah.
That you send a kid to the emergency room.
Yeah.
For a treatable illness like asthma.
Yeah.
They end up taking up a hospital bed.
Yeah.
It costs, you gave them treatment early.
Yeah.
And they got some treatment at a breathalyzer.
Uh-huh.
Or an inhalator.
Oh, that.
Not a breathalyzer. I haven't had much sleep in the last 48 hours.
And the media, like clapping seals waiting for a piece of fish, just, isn't he cute? Here's Crawdad.
Hey, I got a question for you. I didn't hear everything about, you know, the details. I just saw a little snippet where they had some bullet points of things that they were going to discuss in the future.
Yes.
Did you hear anything about reunification between the North and the South?
I think that's on the table, yes.
I'm really interested to see how that's going to play out because, you know, both sides have got their...
Let's put it this way. I see a parallel here between East and West Germany.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking like that. It's going to be a trick, and if they can make that work, it'll be something. Because there are a lot of people that have relatives.
Look, for 64 years, technically a state of war existed, and before this conference, the leaders of both countries stood together and shook hands, and a truce is now It was a ceasefire. Now there's a truce. I think all things are on the table. All things are possible.
Well, I don't know if you've heard of a group called Asia Reach Ministries. I think
no.
By now it's dissolved, but at one time they were very busy trying to help people get out of North Korea. You have some listeners in this area who had family members that participated in that. I don't know if they're listening right now or not, but I was thinking that that's going to be part of the fixing process, because there's so many people over there that are...
And part of it
terrible.
Is to get our soldiers who died in the Korean War, whose remains are still there, to get them back home, and that's going to be... Can't wait to see the coverage of that will bring.
Yeah. Our family is one of them.
Crawdad, I appreciate the call very, very much. We're tight for time before 4 o'clock. Rodney, thanks for waiting.
Hey, that crazy lunatic that just called a little while ago, she needs to get back on her medication. And let me tell you something, you young lady. If you're still running around and you're not out there soaking up the economy that Trump is making, then maybe Obama will send you a cash for clunker check or maybe some free food or maybe Obama phone. And how that health care working out for you? I'm imagining that's why they're all so mad, because they ain't getting all this free stuff no more. You know, this is America. You work for what you get. This ain't a handout country. You work for what you get, darling. Why don't you get Obama's number and see if he'll come pay your light bill for you?
Rodney, I appreciate the call very, very much. I'm sorry we didn't have more time before the top of the hour, but I will, as I promised Beth, I'm going to play a clip that gives you the mindset of the left and the Democrats right now when it comes to President Trump. They're not interested in what's in the best interests of the United States of America. They're not. All they're interested in is getting him out of office. They are so driven by hate to a point where the term Trump derangement syndrome is coming to effect, and I think I just heard a case of it a few minutes back. Maybe she's a friend of David Hogg or something. Who knows? Recommendation for you, friends. We are turning the corner into the blast furnace heat of the summer. If you don't have an existing relationship with a heating and AC company, may I recommend Clark's to you at 277-2125. They hire the best people in that business they can find, and they're hired after they're thoroughly background checked and vetted, and agree, as part of their employment contract, to be drug tested on an ongoing basis so that there's never any doubt about who's going into the homes of Clark's clients. They also have an ace team of plumbers, and they're all on call 24/7 for Clark's Club members. So if something goes wrong, you don't want to call somebody in here, we'll be out there in 2 days between 2 and 5 in the afternoon. You want to hear somebody say, we'll be out there ASAP. And Clark's Club members get that. Plus 2 annual tune-ups to their system to help keep electric costs down. By the way, President Trump's tax cuts, your energy providers are what? They're corporations. And when the corporate tax cuts went from 35 to 21%, that is now in a survey of 120 different power providers. The rates have come down because there's no such thing as a tax cut that the consumer, or tax increase that the consumer doesn't ultimately pay for. So people are actually seeing reductions in their energy costs, and if you have a system that's running efficiently, that'll lower the cost even more. That's part of what Clark's can do for you. 277-2125. For the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, you better call Clark's. You can look them up at clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. Fox News coming up.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate. And